Yorkshire Cancer Research on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So we're here today at Headingley Stadium to talk about a special event that's going to be taking place in Harrogate at the Convention Centre. And joining me now from Yorkshire Cancer Research here on Stray FM is Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
Okay, so this special event is happening on Thursday the 16th of November. It's in the centre of Harrogate at the Convention Centre between 10 and 4. The title of the event is Life with Cancer 2017. Can you just explain for somebody that's not heard about this event what that essentially means for us?
Of course. So Life with Cancer 2017 is a free full day event for anyone that's been affected by cancer, whether that's patients, past or present, their family members, people that might help look after somebody with cancer. And the event has been designed by people that have been affected by cancer, and we've got a full programme running throughout the day, including sessions on things like lifestyle and cancer, managing side effects of treatment, getting involved in clinical trials, and also things like learning more about financial and legal advice that's available for people that have been affected by cancer. So we will be very briefly touching on the prevention aspect in terms of changes that anybody can make to their lifestyle, such as being physically active, limiting the amount of alcohol that you drink, not smoking. That'll be a really important message for everybody there, including people that are looking after anybody that's had a cancer diagnosis. But more importantly at this event, we're going to be looking at these factors from a prevention of recurrence point of view. So how can changes to your diet, being physically active, actually prevent your cancer coming back? And there's been lots of research around this. I mean, the research shows that the risk of recurrence can be reduced by around 50% in some cases.
So that shows why it's really, really important. And obviously you've teamed up with some people that are known to be quite good at fitness, the lead rhinos, and they're going to be at the event. And of course we're recording here today at the Headingley Stadium, so we're going to talk to the rhinos now. Thank you very much.
Adam Lunn, and I'm an exercise referral specialist.
Okay, Adam, so you work for Leeds Rhinos, you work alongside Leeds Rhinos, and you've worked alongside Yorkshire Cancer Research for many years now. Can you tell me a little bit more about these programmes that you've been running?
So the programmes are all aimed at reducing fatigue, so we're trying to get people that have suffered with a diagnosis more physically active. So that's often to do around like social elements of exercise to increase the levels of physical activity. We've got a partnership with Yorkshire Cancer Research. They're helping fund our programme, and we're looking at rolling out more and more programmes. We've got a men-only group, a ladies-only group, and a mixed-gender group. We are looking to try and expand that next year through with this partnership that we have with Yorkshire Cancer Research. It's not always easy, but we do get people that are almost in the more changed mindset, if you like. So we get people that are wanting that change, so they recognise the benefit of being more physically active, which was mentioned earlier around the reduced risk of recurrence by up to 50%.
So Sarah, first of all, thank you for joining us on Stray FM this evening. You've had a journey alongside Yorkshire Cancer Research. Unfortunately, you were diagnosed with cancer in December 2015, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. I was diagnosed the 1st of December 2015 with invasive breast cancer. My treatment plan was to go home and enjoy Christmas with my family, and started with mastectomy, followed by chemotherapy, radiotherapy, and a year of Herceptin infusions. On that journey, I had to stop and start treatment on many occasions, have further surgery for infections. I was actually told it was the end of the road, that treatment couldn't continue. I went into heart failure on two occasions, but I was faced with, you either die of cancer or you die fighting cancer. I then looked at the Active Beyond Cancer programme, which Adam and Laura of the Leeds Rhinos kindly facilitated, funded by Yorkshire Cancer Research. The programme was absolutely fantastic. So I did things I never expected to do.
Such as?
Circuit training, netball, all kinds of exercises. We even got Adam dancing, and it's a big part of my life. I think the hardest thing is when you're going through a cancer journey, everyone talks around you, but not to you. And when you're in a competitive spirit with other women that might have a different form of cancer. You spur each other on and you achieve things that you never expected.
So within the programmes, we run sort of like an hour and a half each week, and it's sort of split down the middle. 45 minutes is a discussional topic. Sometimes it's often around nutrition or support that we can offer. Then the other half of the session is more physical, so we do circuit classes, which is all manageable through resistance bands. Sometimes it's chair gymnastics, which is quite exciting. We also have a variety of activities, such as ballroom dancing. We do some walking netball, some walking rugby, which sounds scary, but it's actually all manageable, and it's all sort of challenging people to what they actually can achieve through being more physically active.
I love the range of activities. There was me thinking it'd just be in gyms and kind of instructors, but you're going ballroom dancing, which is fantastic.
I certainly don't take part in the ballroom dancing, don't worry.
You did.
I did a little bit, maybe.
And what would you say to anybody who's listening to this right now that has either been diagnosed with cancer themselves or has a family member that's going through what you've been through?
Don't fear not being able to do something. Give it a try, because nothing's lost. I didn't expect to walk again, and I can. I actively refer patients directly to Adam onto these programmes in the community, because I know how much it benefited me.
And we've got this very special day that's booked in Harrogate that we've been talking about on Thursday the 16th of November between 10 and 4. You're going to be there and you're going to be on one of the panels. Tell me about that.
Ooh, yes. I never expected to be invited to that. Pre-cancer, I would never have done anything like this. Post-cancer, I've still got a lot of treatment to go through, probably 3 more surgeries over the next year or so. What I'm hoping to do is leave a message at the conference centre that nothing is impossible, and that if we all talk about cancer rather than avoid it, we can actively make a difference to other people's lives.
Yeah, so we'll be there in the hub to sort of be answering any questions and sort of offering any additional support, and even if it's the signposting to certain other events that either Yorkshire Cancer Research run or ourselves, we're going to be there on hand to sort of talk about wider benefits of being more physically active, as well as actually running the sessions themselves, which is hopefully going to be a bit of a taster session as to what actually goes on week to week with our main programmes.
So the big day then for this event, and we do want people to support it. You will find it very, very useful if you go through living with cancer, or you have in the past, or a family member has, or you know somebody. Please direct them to this event. So it's Thursday the 16th of November. It's right in the centre of Harrogate between 10 and 4. And first of all, Leah, people need to sign up to be able to go. It is free, but you do need to sign up. That's right, yes?
It is, yes. We are asking everybody to register before the event. The easiest way to do that is to go to our website, which is www.ycr.org.uk/LWC2017, or you can give our head office a call on 01423 501 269. We do have a special offer on with the number 36 bus, so you can get a £1 ticket to Harrogate on that day. You just need to show your event registration. And then if you're travelling from a bit further afield, Virgin Trains do have an offer on for 25% off any tickets if you're attending any events at the Harrogate Convention Centre.
Which is fantastic. Well, listen, thank you so much for talking to us on Stray FM. And we wish you the best of success with the event on the 16th of November.
Thank you very much.
Yorkshire Cancer Research. Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.